Hey, it's Bob Saget here. And I didn't mean to say hey and scare you, especially if you're a horse. What? And the podcast I have is called Bob Saget's Here For You. I call people on occasion and I see how they're doing. I'll talk to a stone guy for 20 minutes, or I'll talk to someone who's hurting and I try to give them a smile. Or I'll talk to somebody who's doing really well and then we can all resent them together. Or I'll talk to friends of mine. Of course, John Stamos or John Mayer, Tiffany Haddish, Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan, Howie Mandel, people that I love, people that are just hilarious. All I can tell you is pause the podcast you're listening to and subscribe to my podcast, Bob Saget's Here For You, for free. They're all free, right? On Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And you do that and you won't be sorry. I guarantee.
This is Dead in Sports. Dead in Sports presents The League. This is our Madden League, and we'll be also adding additional leagues like 2K and other sports as they come out. Right now, it is Madden 20. It is your host, or one of your hosts, one of the three co-hosts on this Madden podcast, your boy FIFA 24/7. I also have the guy, the one that you don't want to invite to your house because he's going to eat everything, Mr. Nicky Duce.
Damn, bro. What you trying to say, bro? Am I gaining too much right now?
Hey, man, you got a Super Bowl win already. You already too fat. You got to get some of that.
What's
up
going on, man?
And then we also have the Godfather. That's what we need to start calling this man, because there would be no Dead End Everything if it wasn't for this man, Mr. Kinge himself. What it do?
What's good? What's good?
And then today we have a special guest, the commissioner of our league, Mr. Spike Lou. Let him know.
The commission's here.
What up, though? I'm glad to
yes,
be
sir.
Here.
Yes, sir.
You guys, appreciate you having me.
Of course. You know, shit, we got to be nice to the commissioner.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's Spike Lou, a.k.a. Did You Advance the Week Yet?
Before we get into that, man, go ahead and just kind of let people know where to find you and what you do, man.
Absolutely. I am Spike Lou from the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast, Realville Media Network, man. We do the hip hop podcast thing every Wednesday. It drops and we just give you the latest news and hip hop information from a Southern perspective. So you guys can find that everywhere. Go to realvillemedia.com and all your favorite podcasting sites. And I am Spike Lou on all your favorite media, social medias too.
That's what's up. So this week we'll be recapping a couple of our user games. A lot of us had user games this week.
It's a big week last week.
It was a big week. You know, we got some big games upcoming this week. I think, you know, one of the things that I like about this, like my mind's always going, how can I strategize? I feel like I could almost have my GM hat at all times now. You know what I'm saying? Who am I going to try to get? Where are my draft picks falling? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's super, super, super dope. Lou, what really inspired you to create this league? And I know we talked about it a little bit on our first podcast, but it was just us. But now we have the commissioner. What inspired you to create this league? And why did you invite us three here that are on this podcast?
It was something that I was doing with a couple of my homeboys that I grew up with back home. They're from Nashville. That's where I'm originally from. And as it gets into year 4 or 5, it kind of get diluted and I wasn't enjoying it the same. And Nick had kicked my ass on online play and he was talking mess and I was telling him about the league. And since I wasn't enjoying that league no more, you know, I decided to start one because I wanted to add you guys to that one. And that would have just had a whole lot of logistical problems as far as week advances and things like that. So I said, let's start our own. And I got with Nick to get with you guys to see if you were interested in it. And y'all were. And we ran it from there. And it's like, to me, to describe it to people that haven't tried it, it's like fantasy football, but you actually have to play the games. You know, that's what make it fun. Before, I know we started recording, you were talking about putting your GM hat on. the most probably the satisfying part of is the off season, like trading for draft picks, deciding who your quarterback's going to be. It's like the season is the secondary part of, and I've always been a nerd for like the transactions and the off season stuff. So this just like fit right into it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ken, this past week, talk about some of your user games. Who did you play? What was the outcomes? And how do you feel your team can get better?
Oh, I'm on a roll now, baby.
Get out here talking shit, boy.
New year, new me, baby. New year, new me. You know, last week we recorded, I was 3-3. So I'm on a 6-game winning streak when I checked. So I'm like 8-3 now. So that means I won one prior to me saying I was 3-3 last week. But yeah, like the games are starting to get easier. I know my plays. I got plays on all three levels, like I mentioned last week, but I'm getting into a rhythm and I'm starting to see the field on all three levels and just my mind's speeding up, man. And it's really, it feels good. It feels good. Cause you guys put a lot of pressure on me, man. I look up and Nick's 10-1 and shit. And you were killing the league. Spike was undefeated. I'm like, man, I'm looking like trash out here. So I think the big test was, you know, when I played you, because for those of you knowing that, you know, people was talking a lot of shit last week, but I wasn't saying anything, but he was just, it's what he do. It's part of his, it's his archetype.
Yep.
You know,
loud, 24/7.
What I didn't know is that we were going to play that soon because I thought you were going to play Spike first. So we ended up playing that night. And I wish it was first, man.
He pissed him off, and then I had to deal with a pissed off Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I've seen you play, so I knew I had to put up points. You're 100% right. 30 is a number. So I put up 31 and I needed all of it, honestly. Humble brag. Nah, it was, man. Like it was a fun game.
You put up 34. It was 34-32. You beat me by 2.
FIFA be taking these losses to the heart, boy. He be edgy.
I thought it was 31-28.
Nah, I lost by 2.
I put it.
And we were both in the 30s.
Yeah. Fact check that. But the game was over. So that was, you know, he just
that's all that matter, right? You know what I'm saying? As long as I got the dub.
Well, let me ask you this: why didn't you spend the time out to call the onside kick? Because it wouldn't have mattered one way or the other.
What do you mean?
Because remember, you lined up to kick the ball off straight up. And you were like, damn, I meant to call an onside kick. And you had one more time out left.
I needed that.
Wow, it was like a minute or so.
Well, no, you're right. You're right. I could have wasted it. But here's the thing. Let's be honest. Like, onside kick don't really work like that. Unless it works, it could have worked.
It can work, but it's really all about, and not to sound stupid, but it's really all about the kick. Because if you let it go into the hands team, it's a wrap pretty much. It's very rarely you're gonna hit stick somebody and then they're gonna fumble and you get.
I thought when he kicked it off, my guy was gonna fumble.
It's more about it. So once you get those 10 yards, you better hope that your kicking team is like right there.
You can get it. Yeah. Final score was 31-28.
See? Okay.
I thought it was 3. Nah. But yeah, but again, like, you know, I didn't know what to expect. Like, could I slow or stop FIFA? Like you said. There's a pressure that he puts on you knowing that at any moment OBJ could get loose or anybody else.
I am not worried about OBJ. I play FIFA later on. Okay. We're going to get to that, but I am not worried about none of
you. You should be.
Real talk.
See, that's Super Bowl swag.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
That's a New York Giants shit. You should be worried.
I got my fictional ring on right now.
I mean, it's respect. It's just having respect for your opponent, and that's what I do.
No, I respect OBJ, but I'm not worried about him.
Okay. And there's certain guys on the game that are just like, they got a little extra juice to them, like OBJ does, Patrick Mahomes does. Like, he should have been down in the last animation, but he broke 4 more tackles, or he threw that 70-yard out like Patrick Mahomes is likely to do. OBJ is one of those players, and he definitely displayed it against me when I was playing FIFA. But I think more important, well, excuse me, more scary to me is Aaron Rodgers. And it may just be because I have such a bad quarterback, but every
who's your quarterback again?
And Teddy Bridgewater, man. He's an 81.
That's your fault, man.
Yeah, it bro. Is, you could have got some.
It pisses me off every time I play somebody. Like, all of y'all have great quarterbacks. Like, I just played Mahomes. He's a user control. You got Aaron Rodgers, FIFO, Ken. You got Watson, Nick. I'm not sure what you're doing up there in New York. But they
what you mean? Hey, don't talk about luck now. All right.
But I'm just saying, you drafted Jalen Hurts.
I did. I drafted Jalen Hurts and he got hurt in one
probably
play.
Better than Bridgewater.
No, what happened was he fucked up with that draft. And we could talk and I've been wanting to
Hold on. Because you're going
Oh, my bad. My bad.
So Ken, talk about the pressure that I put on. And then talk about, because did you have another user game?
No, that was the only one I had.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So talk about the pressure about playing, like, would you consider my offense a high-powered offense?
Yeah. No, I would. Yeah. Yeah.
And then talk about that pressure that you,
that
you alluded to. I mean, you want to get his flowers right now.
It's not even that. It's not even that. There's a flow. Like, I'm going to get to you next.
Different ways of playing. So, so I knew you had to either control the game, which is what I do, or you had to be able to put up points, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I got a balance of one. I could do either or, but in the process of still learning the game, I had to shorten the game, and that's basically what I did. Especially when I had got that first run and got up by 7. You know, I think you guys were talking about this earlier before we start recording. You know, it kind of relieve some pressure and puts more pressure on the opponent. But and then it's just a matter of seeing if I can get stops. I know he's going to attack the zone. But can I be disciplined in my strategy on defense and my strategy on offense, which he frustrated the shit out of me in the second half, but I stick to what I do.
Yeah.
And you know, I try not to come out of that. And if I have to come out of that, I have a number of plays that I can go to get me out of whatever situation I'm in. It's just a matter of execution at that point.
Yeah, being the person on the other end of the sticks, I could definitely say that the way you describe your team balance is 100% on point, mainly because it was hard to speed you up, and then you just studied the course. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter what type of looks I gave you, you was like, this is what I'm going to do. Doesn't matter if it gets 2 yards. You know, and then you hit me over the top that one time with Hopkins. That was not going to say the only difference in the game, but and I expected it, but not there and not like that because he got way behind my guy. And I was like, that
one.
Damn.
I saw it. I was like, man, I just need one extra second. And my line is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it. And I knew you were coming. I was like, man, I know he's coming. I might have to throw it before I want to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a huge play in the game.
Yeah.
You know, it gave me more confidence and I felt like it put more pressure on you as well.
So who did you play after my game?
Just a bunch of computer games, yeah.
But
yeah.
What were the teams?
I played I can't remember. Spike, are you looking at it?
I am. Which week are you looking at?
Right after I played FIFO. I think it was like Jacksonville.
You played the Bears. It was a 24-17 win.
Yeah.
That was week 10. We are now entering into week 12.
Okay. Yeah. So I played the Bears. I just played today the Lions and I beat the shot of them. And then I played somebody before them, which
who's
I was
the Lions quarterback?
The Stafford.
Stafford is still there.
Yeah,
Stafford.
Jeez.
Yeah, the Bears gave me a lot of trouble, but Trubisky is ass.
That's the only reason why I can beat the Bears.
Yeah,
because they defense is crazy. Bro, that defense, crazy, you can't stupid. Throw shit on that defense.
Yep. Once I got up, because it's funny because we talked about it before. Like, I was down in that game. I was down by 10 points in that game. I had to shut them out in the second half and come back and win that game and score late. Once I got up 24-17, at that point, I was like, man, because sometimes I don't play defense, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Nah, I'm gonna play this one because computer be on some bullshit."
Mm-hmm. And, I know. I always play,
and I put
play
that pressure on.
Yeah, I played the full game.
And he was throwing the ball. All
yeah,
over
Bridgewater.
The place.
I mean, shit. I'm thinking about Bridgewater. He's shitty too. But Trubisky, he is probably the most ass. He's probably the most ass starter in the league. Like
100%
in our little league.
Yep, that's a fact.
So Nick, did you have any user games this past week?
Nah, I had a bye week. Then I faced the Washington team, and then I faced I just recently beat the Eagles. Right. So I actually got through most of my division. I'm actually going to close out my division this upcoming week, after we get through week 12, I face the Cowboys, which will be a user game. And I beat them earlier this season, so this should clinch me the division because I'm 10-1 right now. And if I beat him, that's a wrap.
So nothing really juicy.
I mean, the juicy part is right now for me is this stretch that I'm about to go on. Mm-hmm. I was talking to you about it earlier before we started recording. Like, all three, after this week, week 12, I have three user games, like back to back. So I face the guy for the Cowboys. I face the guy who has the 49ers, who got Tua. They drafted Tua. And then I face you with the Browns. I think, and that's at, you're at home. Yep. I'm on the road.
Yep.
So it's just like, though, that's going to be a stretch as far as to see how good I am this season. And also just to see, like, what am I going to face? Because two of those matchups are in my conference, one in my division.
Yep.
And he's good enough because he's, like, at least 8-3 or 7 and whatever. So he's going to make a playoff by a wild card. So I will face one of them again, just like I did last year. So
One of those user games was tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, what was it? Actually, it was the Super Bowl. No, it wasn't Super Bowl. It was the 49ers game.
No, I meant computer games.
Oh yeah, they've been tough lately. I feel like because I won that Super Bowl, I keep telling Ken, like, bro, that was probably the worst decision ever. Because I got a shitty draft pick. I got to, everybody's gunning for me. Mm-hmm. Your schedule is hard as fuck. As you can just see, I'm facing the Cowboys, 49ers, and Browns.
Everybody.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'm literally just going through my division. So I barely beat the Skins.
That
played. Yeah, it was 24-27. Like, and I had to force a turnover just to even get that game going in my direction, because Haskins, well, it was their defense was playing me tough. Haskins wasn't really the issue until late. Like, Paul Richardson Jr., he went off. Like, he at least had 100 yards. I shut down because they got Kareem Hunt on that team now. But he didn't get busy on me, but like, Paul Richardson Jr. was just eating on me.
It pisses you off when somebody like Paul Richardson Jr.
Exactly, bro. He just over here skirting around motherfuckers. I'm like, come on. And I had to really like play out that game. Like, I was kicking field goals to make sure I ain't walking away. Like, I didn't get crazy on going. And that's how I was telling FIFA early, just like a quick story. It's just like, right now I have 12. Like, last year I had like over 20 interceptions. This year I got 12, and I'm trying to keep it no more than 15. Because, like, again, as I'm about to go through this stretch over the next 3 weeks, and then on top of that, going into the playoffs, like, I got to play differently. I can't be so loose with the football because turnovers are key.
Yeah.
Turnovers are the only reason why I win games. That's all I was telling y'all. Like, because if I can't get an interception, I may not be able to go back and forth because I'm not willing to always gamble like that. Yeah. So
that's what's up. So Spike,
yes,
what was your week like? How many user games did you have?
Well, you kicked my ass in one of them, like 50-15. I don't think I've been beat like it.
How did you get 15? What happened?
I went for two. And the 50 is really not an accurate representation either. It was a lot closer than that for a minute.
Yeah, because I scored 29 points in the fourth.
Yeah, it was like wild. But it was like 15. I went for two to try to get some momentum. And I kicked it
and
off.
You and got
I
think that he two.
Scored. Yeah, I got and that I two. Scored you scored.
What was the next score play. At the time?
You literally scored the next play. I think that put me. Yeah. That put you up. Excuse me. That put me behind by one touchdown when I scored that two. So it's like 15-21 or something like that. Then you just went off.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So like I couldn't hold on.
Yeah. After Luce scored, like he said, I scored the very next play and I went for two. And then at that point, what I started realizing was that he didn't really have like a deep vertical game at all.
Yeah, because he ain't got no receivers.
He ain't got no receivers, and he really wants to run the ball. And going into the game, I like, obviously the people don't know, but Spike is leading the league in sacks by a wide margin.
And he got two, eight against me.
Yeah, like he has two guys that when I faced them, both had 12 plus sacks.
Yeah.
So in my head, my game plan was don't get sacked. If I got to get the ball out early, let me get the ball out early. I tried to establish the run game at first, but he shut all that down. I could not run at all. It didn't matter if it was stretch, inside, dot. He was shutting it all down. So I said, okay, that's cool. I spreaded him out, and I put JK out there as a wideout. So JK was my second leading receiver with 8 catches for like a buck and change and a touchdown. So I couldn't utilize him in the run game, but I got him in the pass game.
He was killing me with those slants with JK. And I guess it was my mistake in my game plan of stopping your run is putting the ball in your best player's hand, which was Aaron Rodgers, and he was threading the needle. And the two guys that you mentioned with the sacks is Shaquem Griffin, the guy with the one arm, and his brother plays for Seattle, and the other guy is Jordan Willis. They just fast off the edge, use the scheme just to keep them coming. But Shaquem Griffin is really good. He just unlocked his superstar status too. And
Hell yeah, with 12 sacks.
Yeah, that helps to be able to run the ball. But when I have to, even in this last game that I lost, you asked me what I'd seen the last 2 weeks. I just lost to the Chiefs on like a two-game losing streak. It was 28-34, and Teddy Bridgewater had 365 and four touchdowns, and I never can win like that. I have to run the ball. And what you were saying is either one or two things, and mine is controlling the tempo of the game. Like, I was playing, having to play too fast with you and just got blew out of the water. Same thing with the Chiefs, which is a really fast team as far as the tempo. And until I get a better quarterback, I don't know how I'm going to be able to defend that. I got to put a Belichick game plan together.
But, yeah, so obviously y'all heard me talk a little bit because a lot of my week consisted of playing two of the guys that's on the podcast today. And like I said, the way to depict what Ken's game plan is just balance. Like, I thought I can get him to more so play my game, and he was like, nope, you're going to have to adjust to me. And I couldn't adjust. And the thing that made me realize playing Ken and users like Ken is that I got to get to a lead so I take him out of what he wants to do. Because if I'm up 14, 17 points on you, you running the ball, you're not going to win the game.
Yeah.
You're going to have to put points if I'm up that much on you. I mean, I think that's kind of what happened to Lou because them first three quarters, like he said, it wasn't like that 50-15 score wasn't indicative of the first three quarters. Like, I think it was only a one or two possession game.
It was like 7-0 at halftime.
Exactly.
Yeah, when I tuned in, that's exactly what it was.
And you know, once I realized, like I said, I started to get a lead on Lou, I was like, well, shit, and he's bringing pressure. Let me get the ball out quick. Let me get the ball out quick. And then once I started figuring out what he was doing defensively, I can attack. So I drafted a tight end, Bryce Hopkins, and he killed you a couple times.
Oh, my God, he did.
Yeah.
Big catches.
My tight end killed him, JK. He got me. Huh? I got Ken too with him. So, like, it was just – I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like I got to get people to play my game. But the biggest Achilles heel, and I addressed it this offseason, and it's better because last year was even worse, but it's my run defense. My run defense is still my Achilles heel because we have so many users that run first in this league. Yeah. So if I can't at least neutralize it and get certain key stops that I need, it doesn't matter how many points I put up.
I played a good draft to address that, though. Like, you drafted good people to address
that. Yeah. Yeah. And the offseason, too. Like, I in the last podcast, I said I got Ndamukong Suh. You know, I drafted Isaiah Simmons. Mac Wilson, obviously, was already there before I got there. I traded for Jerome Baker, another fast linebacker. All my DBs are fast. I just signed somebody off of a practice squad. I believe it's a white boy safety. Can't remember his first name.
I know who
Apke
that is. Troy something, but he's like 90-something speed.
95
right?
speed.
Yeah.
95 speed.
I almost got him.
Yep. So, you know, like for me, like I said last week, like, it's all about speed. I got to have speed. Offense, defense, everywhere. I got to have speed. But I got to become a better user tackler because Philip Lindsay killed me.
And you had Philip Lindsay earlier this season, right?
That was the irony.
That was the irony.
He came back and he was, and I remember that because I remember you drilled in this point to me, like, bro, Philip Lindsay, he ain't shit for real, like, as far as a passing back. Like, and you, like, obviously the way you're using J.K. Dobbins explains how you were, what you were talking about. Yep. But, like, this motherfucker, I'll let you explain it, people. What happened?
So the user that now is with the Ravens, he didn't start the beginning of the season. He kind of came in the middle. Mm-hmm. So the first Ravens game I played was against the computer. I busted their ass.
As you should.
As you should. You know, all computer games should be, you know, practice. That buffer. Exactly. Right. It should practice. Be that buffer to get you to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Because the user games are real.
Yeah.
What you were saying, Lou?
That's it. It's a tune-up. Those, the computer games are a tune-up to keep implement shit.
Exactly. So, you know, this user came in, made a whole bunch of moves, got Nick Chubb, which was obviously on the Browns. I traded Philip Lindsay to get Nick Chubb. So just the irony that he has both of those guys that I traded like each other for, and then he got both of them. It's crazy. But Nick Chubb ran for damn near 1,000 yards in 2 weeks. Jeez. And now has a torn PCL, slightly torn PCL. So he's going to be out a couple weeks. So Philip Lindsay's his backup. And I was playing against him. And Ken watched the stream, man. This user found a play that is just super OP. And what I realized after watching the film afterwards, because I sat down for like an extra 15, 20 minutes just watching all of the runs that he had and just looking at my defensive alignment. Mm-hmm. Like, why was this happening? Why couldn't I stop it? And I put a lot of looks on film. I had a lot of 4-6 looks on film. I had nickel looks on film. I had 4-3 looks on film. And what I realized, especially with zone plays, that he runs a wing tight I form. So he has two receivers to one side and he runs a stretch to the opposite side. But the defensive alignment is really aggressive around those wide receivers. So that backside is butt naked. So he gets a lot of one-on-one blocking. And Philip Lindsay and Nick Chubb have enough speed to turn that corner. Yep. And once they get out there, especially somebody like Nick Chubb, that's a freight train, he could stiff arm you, truck you, stuff like that. Philip Lindsay's little scat back elusive. And that's just what he was doing. And I was, and what I was trying to do, I overran a lot of the plays and I missed a lot of tackles. Yep, but even if I would have made some of those tackles, he wouldn't have got 400. We'd have got 300 some yards. Like, it was still,
he was moving the ball regardless.
Yeah, he was still moving the ball regardless. And what was interesting about the way he scores with the run is completely opposite of Ken. Ken is methodical. Ken is gonna time of possession. You better figure out what the hell you're gonna do, because if you go three and out, That's the whole quarter. That's like, you're not going to get another possession. But with this guy, he scores so quick that I was able to get the ball back. But then he has great defenders. He traded for Von Miller. And Von Miller, just like Khalil Mack, when they come off that, it's a wrap. Like, you don't really have that much time. And Aaron Rodgers now, I believe he's in his 16th year. He don't move the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I can't generate that extra second of time that I need, especially against guys like that. So he just, there's a couple of possessions, a couple of drives that he made me stall out, that I felt that if I didn't, then I would have been closer in the score. But it was just, I have a game plan now.
He put pressure on you. You got emotional. You got in your feelings. You went for it on fourth down a few too many times. And you got a few, but
you know what,
it's not,
was?
It's not a habit you want to get into.
But the thing was, is that I knew I couldn't stop the run. So
he's like, I might as well utilize the most out of this.
Toward the end of the game, that's the reason why I was kicking on sides, because it didn't matter how.
And that was the other mistake you made.
Well, it could have been a mistake. I lost the game regardless. You know what I'm saying?
But you're giving him a short. You already can't stop the run, and you're giving him a short field.
But he runs the ball. So if he has a short field, it takes him less time to score. But if he's going to score.
True, but there's also more plays for him to make a mistake. Philip Lindsay could get hurt. Philip Lindsay could fumble the ball.
True.
Anything could happen.
You know what I was thinking? What? Your game. I needed possessions. So I figured that if he's going to score, let him score quicker so that way I could get the ball back.
but you're still
eating the points.
Right.
But obviously, you're trying to stop them. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm just like, oh, yeah.
I get you. You was just desperate. Mm-hmm.
You brought up something that I'd like to ask you guys about. How do y'all feel about the user game, like fourth and when it's fourth and 12 and they going for it?
Bro, I hate that. We were just talking about that. Bro.
Tell me how
I hate
you,
that shit.
I hate it myself.
Because it shows that you have a lack in defense or you don't like playing defense. And then on top of that, the game is going to be 21 skunk by it, because you keep doing that shit. Like, of course, if you haven't scored a first down in 3 tries, what makes you think another one's going to work? Especially if it's that long in distance, which means that either got a sack or somehow you got a tackle for a loss. So it's just like, trust your defense. I actually like playing defense now probably a little bit more than offense, because like, I know what I can do on offense. I can score. But stopping someone from scoring, especially the way I usually do it,
defense sucks.
I love that. Well, that's the thing. I don't even have that great of a defense. Like, FIFO defense is rosterized talent wise, killing mine. But it's the way that I like. I feel like I'm the me and Spike Lou would get this reference, but the Coach Taylor of Madden, as far as like, you just give me some guys that's down to play, we make something happen.
I feel you. Well, for me, like the fourth and 15s and stuff like that, I'll personally do that, like if I get desperate in the game. Mm-hmm. But I don't typically go fourth and 15. If it's like fourth and 7, and I know I've been moving the ball, but I just got like a bad animation or something like that, I may or may not go for it depending on where I am in the game.
It's got to be under 5 for me.
Yeah, I'm fourth and like 4, 4th and 3, maybe 4th and 4. Other than that, I'll punt.
Yeah, it's all game situation.
Yeah.
4th and 2, 4th and 3, I'm probably going to punt and just play defense. I believe in my defense.
No, I believe in my offense.
I do too. I could probably get it, but I'll just rather.
I'd rather pin you down in the backfield, like in your end zone with a good punt, than to have to
put the pressure on your defense.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
Especially if you move, because momentum works in this game.
Oh, no.
Even in the user games, like your boys will hit tackles better. They'll catch balls quicker or like through traffic. Like if y'all got the momentum and
it's
shit.
It's the morale.
Yeah.
Like the morale goes up and down in the game too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel y'all. I feel y'all. What do you feel right now? What week are we in, Lou?
We're starting week 12.
Through 12 weeks, what do you feel is your biggest weakness?
My biggest weakness is, I would have to say my biggest weakness is big plays. I'm a paper cut type of player.
So you generating?
Yeah, me generating big plays, like me pushing the ball heavily down the field. I've just now started to do it a little bit more into my computer games to see what I like to do. But again, with the mindset that I have, is like I'm not trying to have that many turnovers. Mm-hmm. And again, like it kind of works in my strategy. Like I eat the clock and I move the ball and I score. So it's just like I check off most of what I need to do to win the game. Yeah. Big plays, like I could score like maybe three plays, especially with Saquon. Saquon just need like a one good hole and he could probably take it 60 anytime. But at the same time, like FIFO, I think we talked about this too. Like you're done. Your drive is done in like less than 30 seconds or maybe a minute. And then you give the ball back to the other person. And, like, at that point, y'all going tick for tat if you don't get a good defensive stop. So it's just, like, I like my strategy. But sometimes the reason why I say it's my weakness is because sometimes I am playing from behind or whatever, and I don't have time to do my nick and tuck shit. And I need to have somebody go down the field. I got AB. I got Evan Engram. I got some big boys. But it's just, like, again, my schedule is dumb hard, and everybody gunning for me. I feel like I'm getting even the computer. I'm getting their best. Like, my only loss this season was to the Steelers on the road 10-13. Like, they was playing me tough. Yeah. Like, I couldn't get shit, even with Saquon and all them. So it's just like, I know I need to take some gambles and take some chances. I'm just in the mindset of like, I'm not trying to have that many turnovers. Cause like, I practice how I play. So like, if I'm against one of y'all can take a pick six anywhere and then do some other shit. Yeah. Why give you more chances?
So Spike, what do you feel is your biggest weakness on your squad?
I think we talked about it a little bit earlier, the vertical passing game. Tyrell Williams is my best receiver. I have been able to get the rookie I drafted acclimated a little bit. He made a couple big plays last game. Waller's my tight end. He's fairly good, but just stretching the field and being able to I feel like to some quarterbacks are just prone to throwing interceptions. Like I played a season with Luck. Seems like the other team just had a magnet for the ball. And I don't know if it's me or what, but I think Bridgewater is similar in that. So if I had to pick one thing out, it's like going vertical as far as stretching the field and turnovers with Bridgewater.
If you had a different quarterback, do you feel like you will open up your offense a little bit more?
Absolutely.
It scares me so much, though, when I
do try to go vertical, you know, when I first started playing, I'd say, with Bridgewater, it's so underwhelming as far as when you do try to go deep. Like I tried in the preseason or, you know, just when it's not really, it doesn't really matter. And it just never really gets where you want it to go. Mm. Especially after playing with like Luck.
What's his throw power?
I think it's an 88, something like that. Nature.
Really?
Maybe that's not good though. Yeah.
But that's not horrible either.
Right. It's not as bad as I thought it was. But
yeah.
And I guess I would say is once you, it's a style of getting to playing with. Like I've gotten so much to him not being able to throw it vertically. Like those loft passes. Like I don't even try it. You don't even try it. But like the season before, I would have Luck and try to squeeze when I played in another league and try to like squeeze it in there and things. and it would make it there, but it's just a bad decision. And with Bridgewater, it's like, don't even, nah.
Hey, Lou, that's why I'm like, bruh, I get that Chase Young was probably the best player in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But you needed a quarterback, and you had like a, obviously you had like a top three pick. So it's just like, and you had even more draft picks after that because you was with the Raiders in the first round. So it's just like, why did you not get Burrow, Tua,
Herbert,
or even Jordan Love? Jordan, like, you had options, like, because you know you need to move the ball, period. Like, Chase Young is good, but you can get another Chase Young, I feel like.
Bridgewater, he took me to the playoffs last year. And I was looking a year ahead to Fields. I figured worst case scenario, I'd start with Bridgewater again. I wanted Love late. I thought I would be able to do that, but he wasn't there. And after that, I said I'd go ahead with Bridgewater, looking forward to trying to get Fields or trying to get from Clemson.
Oh, Lawrence?
Lawrence, trying to get one of those two. I feel like my team was needed some other things where I could be better as a team before I addressed the quarterback situation. So that was my thought process, Fields or Lawrence, and just getting more people on the team. I thought Chase Young would pair up well with Tlaib, with my cornerbacks that I have as far as man-to-man coverage. He should get to the quarterback quick. I wanted him to complement the pick on the line and just make that whole D-line rush unit stronger, because I hate that they can't get to the quarterback or couldn't get there.
So is that also why you selected Jalen Hurts? Like, kind of like, okay, let me get a change
if this works. Yeah, let me see if this works. Maybe he can run a little bit. I can pair him with Tony Pollard, kind of try to get some option stuff in there, which has worked. I put him in some computer games this season, and he was able to get some option stuff in there and get some stuff going when Bridgewater was stinking it up. But one play against you when he was gone back 5 weeks hurt me. So I was trying to switch up the tempo against you and thought that that would work a little bit. But first play, he was hurt. But it hasn't been bad, but he's still not what I'm looking for as far as a quarterback moving forward. I thought maybe I would slip up on something, but it ain't it.
But you ran a RPO on FIFA, right? And hit him with a pitch. That was nice.
That was.
And I tried to shoot the gap with my safety, but I
saw it coming.
Yeah, because I was playing the free safety, and I wasn't playing right up on the line. So when I saw it, I said, what the hell is he doing? And when I realized, like, okay, I shot the gap, but I bumped into my own defender, and it just threw me off course, and he had the whole sideline.
I thought he caught you off guard with that one.
Once Tony Pollard hit that sideline, so
it was a wrap. But I saw it happening, and I tried to shoot the gap, but like I said, I got bumped in. And that's one thing I do like about the Madden. The physics are more real. Like, you can't.
I hate that, because I'll have a hole with Saquon, and he'll trip up behind his offensive lineman. But I'm like, bro, that's your team, and you can't watch your feet.
But that happens, though. That happens. So,
and then he'll go down slow too, with the field wide open.
All right. So now I don't.
And I'm
like
trying
that.
To click. Like, can I spin move back to balance?
Now I don't like
one
that.
Of those stumble falls.
Because it does happen in real life. But dudes like Saquon, though, like, they so strong.
He can pick, bounce, but he should
be right back. Yeah,
man.
So they got to fix those animations for 21. Ken, what do you feel are your biggest weakness or weaknesses on your squad?
We'll be back after this quick break.
Tired of crowded grocery stores? Thrive Market is here for you, offering everything from healthy snacks to organic wine. Thrive Market brings you food as it should be, real ingredients, environmentally friendly, and delicious. Thrive wants to make healthy living easy for you, so they're offering a free trial and 25% off your first order by going to bit.ly/saveonthrive. That's bit.ly/saveonthrive.
Nostalgia. The treasured moments of your past. At the root of what fuels nostalgia is pop culture. And we know that Black culture is pop culture. And that's why we created Blackstalgia.
And everybody want to be Black until it's time to be a...
Whoa! You got to calm down, brother.
My bad.
Relax.
But what Kelby said is true. Just like today, pop culture is heavily influenced by Black culture.
This is where the Blackstalgia podcast steps in. We'll discuss throwback movies, prominent Black figures, and key nostalgic moments in Black culture.
The Blackstalgia podcast can be found on all your favorite podcast apps.
Now pause the podcast you're currently listening to and go subscribe,
because we got that sauce. And if you don't got that sauce, you lost, bro.
I said it earlier, but I'll
Bill O'Brien
expand on it. Nah, that he gone. We all black over here.
Yep. I'm the only one who ain't get the memo. I didn't know you could change your coach.
I can't
like
believe
that.
You got Pat Shermer on there.
Bro, like, I didn't know you could change your coach. Like, I'm over here with the black man behind the man. Like, goddamn.
Yo, and Lou, I'm not even gonna lie, man. I bit a little bit of your style. I saw that your head coach is Stringer Bell.
Who you got?
Yeah, so my head coach is Gus Fring.
I saw that too. That was dope. I wanted to do that. Yeah. I haven't figured out who I'm gonna name him yet.
That is killer. But I think Stringer would be a cool coach for the Raiders. He seemed like a Raiders type coach.
Yep.
But yeah, it's the defense. But I'll just go into more detail. Mm-hmm. It's that line.
Your defensive line.
My defensive line. When I was playing you, I told you I couldn't move anybody. When I was playing Spike, mm-hmm. I know he has 90s damn near his line of two attack points. Are at least 89 or 90.
Yeah.
It's center and then the left guard.
Oh, those are key positions, too.
You can't even touch them. But when I played you, they were a little bit lower. But Darius, he just don't move the pile. And I couldn't even get there with Watt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, what is going on?
Get old.
Yeah, he is, man. So he getting on my nerves. I might have to get rid of him. He races anyway. So I'll let somebody
Not in the game, Ken.
If I could trade him for Clowney, I would. I probably should have made that offer.
Clowney wasn't worth it.
You probably
I would say this. I wouldn't probably. I'll probably never trade with any of y'all in the room. Because y'all niggas will be asking for too damn much. And I'm like, you know
what?
I'm
not trading with anybody.
I'm taking my talent somewhere else. Y'all be asking for a first, second, third. I'm like, God damn.
I was noticing that. Chat, I'm like, nah, I'm not trading with y'all.
Never trade with y'all.
There's enough CPU teams that I don't
exactly.
Have
I can get over all somebody. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, my defensive line. It's just I got speed in the secondary. I got speed, you know, with my linebacker core. But that line is garbage.
Yeah. And I've been having to trade for. I drafted an offensive lineman this past draft, but for my trades, I'm usually only trying to upgrade like lines and stuff like that. D line and offense, because it's just. I don't want to always have to worry about drafting a defensive lineman every draft.
Yeah.
Because, like, it takes – because usually you're going to get them at, like, some, 70 or – basically, if you're winning, you're not getting a high draft pick. So you're going to be picking, like, players that you're probably going to get in free agency anyway. Mm-hmm. Or you could just trade for just a pick that you're going to use for that anyway. Yep. Like, I'd rather trade my second or third round pick now so I can get someone who's, like, at least an 80 and plus than to draft someone. Because just, like –
Well, here's the thing. So, you know, earlier I was talking about putting on your GM hat. You got to manage the cap because the cap will bite you in your
I'm not saying I do that for all my line. Like, I still draft every now and then just because I want to get a long contract with a young player. Mm. But if I'm trying to just, like, let me just shore up this shit right now.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? I got, like, 2 years, 3 years left on this deal anyway.
Yep.
He going to hold me down for a little minute. And then in that draft class, I'll get somebody else.
But I did that last year, and the guy got old on me, and now he can't do shit.
Well, then that's next year's problems. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to win now.
That's year's problem.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
You reminded me, Ken, with that second pick of the draft when you asked me, FIFO, I took a left tackle. I felt like if I could protect Bridgewater, then he would be decent enough to get me as far as he could. So I took a left tackle, and then, like you said, Ken, I had the center, and I got the right guard with Nelson. And Looney, I think, is his name. So I got like an all pro line. Bridgewater still can't put it where I needed.
That's why I was wondering, bro. Like, you could have got, bro, if you had Tua right now, you'll be. I mean, you are. It ain't like you doing bad, but I'm just talking about against the user games. Like, you can't have Bridgewater going against Luck or Rodgers or
Mahomes.
Watson or Mahomes.
Yeah,
like even Lamar. Man.
But you said you could do it with him.
Ooh, that's me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Bang, gang, bang.
You talking about what
did he say? 75 or higher?
Hey, we're going to find out this season. This upcoming season. I'm tired of dealing with Luck.
He going to give Luck $200 million?
I ain't giving him shit. I offered him a 5-year, 139 deal, 65 guaranteed.
He spat in my face.
That was the quote he had. I spit on this contract. I'm like, nigga.
Hey, Spike, I gave Watson 207.
He worth it.
Over 7 years.
You're doing that just because he's a black man. You're just like, oh, go ahead. That's generational money.
Mm-hmm. But you could have gave him at $500 million. You would have.
Not Patty.
But the thing is like it's harder to get a better quarterback than Deshaun. Because you're not going to draft one that's going to play at his level now. You might as well keep him and eat that.
It's cheaper to keep him.
Yep.
Yep.
So for me, my biggest weakness, I'm going to say, is user tackling. and big hitters on my defense. Because obviously Miles, like most D linemen or defensive ends, they're not necessarily like big hitters. They just, you know, they pass rush. They get beyond the line of scrimmage. So I'm good on my bookends. And Ndamukong Suh is more than serviceable. You know what I'm saying? So I love that pickup that I got. Isaiah Simmons is my only big hitter on defense. Like, I don't have anybody else. And it's primarily because of my play style. I like speed, so I prefer speed. But, you know, Jerome Baker doesn't really get a lot of big hits. Mac Wilson is nice, but doesn't get a lot of big hits. They're just typically in position because of their speed allows them to. And even my free and strong safety, they're more coverage guys than run-stopping guys coming up and making a big hit, causing a fumble.
That's your fault. you put corners at safeties, bro.
Well, now I have a real free safety.
When I saw that shit.
That's what I'm saying. You have a cup runneth over mindset with, like, speed. I just need speed. And I'm like, bro, like, you need strategy with that speed.
No, 100%. Yeah. But you got to look at, like, okay, so, like, when I played Tyreek Hill last year in the AFC title game, there were certain places that he lined up Tyreek Hill that just killed me because he was lined up on a safety. I'm like, that's not going to happen again. You know what I'm saying? And then every user has that one OP wide receiver for the most part.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you got one. I got one. Ken got one. Obviously, the damn Chiefs got everybody. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of speed that Spike I'm going to...
But I don't... But none,
I use but, Tony Pollard for mine. I use Tony Pollard.
Exactly. But Lou knows how to utilize his stuff. And the reason why I was like, I'm prioritizing speed over everything is because I'm not going to get beat like that.
But I'm just saying, like, you don't need to... It's more about... For me, it's just the coverage. Because, like, no one's on my corners that are over probably maybe at 86 speed. Like, no one's in the 90s.
Well, here's really? The thing.
So, no one's in the 90s. And I'm willing to say that. No one's in the 90s. And I already faced Julio. I faced Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. I'm going to face...
The way
he was
AFC.
Talking in the chat, he said, I don't know if it's just
can't
me
make it
or the
AFC
CPU.
But like, lie, Nick, you ain't going to make it in the AFC with those corners, man.
Bro, I won the Super Bowl already going against Tyreek Hill, going against Emmanuel Sanders.
Was it the same corners?
No, he's in the NFC, though. The AFC got way more speed on the outside than the NFC.
Like, and that's the thing. Like,
oh, that's what Spike was saying.
Exactly.
I don't have to worry about that as much as y'all do, so it probably helps me. But nonetheless, whoever I see, like you said, most likely going to have that guy. I know how to play y'all. Like,
but here's
I'm talking
though.
Shit now. Let me, you are.
But Nick, you don't play a lot of man.
No, I don't.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
because I'd rather give up. I don't mind giving up yard. I don't mind giving up that underneath shit. You ain't getting no big play on me. I'll give you some underneath shit all day. And I know FIFO, he gonna be like, all right, that's gonna be to your detriment. But I don't mind that because it's going to frustrate someone like FIFA who like big plays. Because he's waiting to have, like, I can't wait to crack open this motherfucker.
But here's the thing. And Lou and Ken can attest to it. I'll take the underneath shit. It's not like I don't take it. It's not like I'm going 30, 40 yards every fucking play.
I know. I'm saying you'll take it. But you're not going to – you're still going to try me, though.
But that's what football
is. And that's what's
going
to fuck you up because I'm going to have somebody right there.
Nah, it's about the setup. It's about setting it up, giving you the same look and doing something a little bit different out of it.
Getting you comfortable.
I'm going to just play this cover three and it's going to be okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's not just the cover three.
What'd you say, Spike?
I was asking him, was taking away that big play is what helped him win the Super Bowl against the Chiefs?
Yeah. For the most part, taking away Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill didn't have more than like 3 to 4 catches. And he had no tubs. But it was more about, like, causing turnovers as well. Because my defense, I have a good run defense. Like, it's going to be – you're going to have to work for 100 yards. You may get it, but it's going to be at least on 20 carries. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to make you have to, like, throw.
I
want to
see you play the Ravens.
I know. I'm scared. That's why I'm glad I played them earlier before the nigga got in. But
did you double-team Tyreek Hill?
Nah. I don't double-team anybody. Like – I don't need to.
How'd you hold him to 3 catches?
Because of the coverage, I gave him a cushion. Like, he's either going to have 5 or 10 yard cushion. So, you know, with him, with Tyreek, he rarely went across the middle because I play linebacker. I pick all that shit off. Like, if you do a slant, All I got, I was telling Kenny the other day, I was like, bro, I know what
he
spot
you're going to league in interceptions with a middle linebacker.
Yeah, I know what spot you're going to have to get to. I know when the play open up. That's where you want to get it to. Like, so you can break off. I'm right there. Or if you try to go up top, that's a timing thing. I've already given Tyreek 10 yards, so it's going to take him at least a few steps. And by that point, my defensive ends or someone's going to put pressure on you. So it's just like, that's how I play. Like, I force you to have to throw the ball, and like, I'll cause a turnover with a linebacker.
The Ravens were really good with using certain guys throughout his team. Like, he was switching to safety, corners, linebackers, a lot.
So he played with everybody on the defense?
Just when the play's in play.
Yeah, he played a lot of cover three.
To it, but yeah.
Defensively, he played a lot of cover three, which is why I exposed the middle of the field on him. Because he used the safety a lot. Yeah. And obviously, with so many weapons on the field, you have to be aware where Odell is. That's why I was able to get the tight end in those spaces, why I was able to get JK in those spaces, because Odell's going to get his. He is. I'm not saying that he's going to have 300 yards receiving, nothing like that, but he's going to get 5 catches for 80 yards guaranteed almost every game. Mm-hmm. And because of that threat, like, you have to watch him. And once you start watching them, it opens up other guys for me.
Well, my thing is, like, most dudes, at least the plays that I've played so far, user-wise, they don't have a second, third option.
They don't.
And I'm not saying as far as a player, but I'm saying they don't legit
look for that
second or third option. And most of the time, if you're down as well, you're just trying to score points. So, like, fuck it, I'm just going to give it to him to see what he can do. Mm-hmm. Or somehow, some way, you're down and you just got your own pressure going against you.
Mm-hmm. So, Spike, what happened in the Chiefs-Raiders game? You said it was because it sounded like it was close, but in the chat, he was talking a lot of shit.
See, he got up on me. To be honest, it was 28-0 going into half.
God damn, man. What the hell?
Bridgewater had – well, he
– hold on. That sounded like a user error, my nigga.
I'm going to clarify. You're right. It was a lot on me. A lot of it was on me. First play, he scored with Tyreek Hill using that speed. Killed me. Then I got the ball back. I threw a pick, and it was one of those, you know, where you get pissed off at the computer when you throw a pick, where it's like, there's no way that that should have been a set. I think it like tipped off of two people. It might be like,
I hate that shit, man.
Like, it was some real wild shit. And then he took that for like a pick six. So it's 14-0. The very next play, I tried to run that pitch play, but I ran it with Bridgewater. Flip Pollard, like, his feet were in the air, ran it for another pick six, and that was 21-0. This is first quarter.
Okay.
And that's why he was saying that it wouldn't – he said it was computer glitches, but I just locked it down after that, and I couldn't stop him. Tyreek Hill hit over the top for me, which is how he won it. But I'll see him again in the playoffs. I ain't worried about it.
Were you in man coverage on those Hill plays?
Absolutely. Man coverage, and I tried a little cover four. And he kept catching it on the corner sideline. Like, if you're going left to right, he would keep catching it on that right sideline. And that's when I made the comment about Mahomes, him having the best player in the league and complaining about glitches. Like, Mahomes was making throws like off his back foot for 7.
He be making the most back foot throws.
It's ridiculous how he and Tyreek Hill can connect, like, especially on, like, close on those sidelines and some of the catches that he had. But he jumped out 28-0, which is why he made that comment.
Yeah, and it sounds like, yeah, definitely two of those were fluky, which is like the worst.
And these motherfuckers, they be, anytime it's tipped, somehow, some way, a nigga doing a fucking barrel roll, or like, he'll dive like it's his baby on the line. Like, goddamn, right. Like, he over here finger crawling to get
flat footed too.
Exactly. And he'll get an intercept. I'm like, bro, that ball had to touch the ground.
Let me ask you this, because I played Chiefs last year. Nick played in the Super Bowl. And you played him, obviously, last year. You guys are in the
same division, right?
Same division. Has he changed up his style from last year?
No.
It's still the same shit.
It's still the same stuff.
It felt like he ran the ball a lot more last year.
Yeah.
At least when I played him.
His defense has changed. That's what I noticed. Those two guys coming off the end is what I've seen. That run option, I feel like that he was running that last year against me a lot too. That's what killed me yesterday. Williams broke. He'll get that corner every now and then. If you like maybe slant inside with your D lineman and Williams will hit that corner and it's like 6. There's no catching him once he hits that corner. But he ran a lot against me last year too.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. I only played him once though.
Yeah, I only played him once too in the AFC title game, and he just ran all over me. Tyreek Hill had two big plays, two catches, two touchdowns, 130 some yards.
I hate those stats.
Yeah, me too, because like I said, he moved them like whenever he had them in regular alignments. And I like to play man, you know what I'm saying? Because I like to bring pressure like Lou does as well. And whenever I was playing man, he just so happened to get that matchup on a safety and it was a wrap. And there was nothing I can do, you know what I'm saying? Even if I played off, I gave him an angle. Tyreek is just too damn fast. So that's the reason why he got the two touchdowns. But I shut down the rest of his pass game. It was the run game that I couldn't get a hold of, which is why I made which is why I had the offseason that I had. And it's still, I feel like, not good enough for some of you pass or run first teams, you know. So that's why I know that's my biggest weakness. But you know, I'm still confident. Like I know I still have a good team. You know, we all have good teams. I think we all kind of.
I'm good.
Would you say the worst thing that happened to you this season was dude being getting the Ravens in your division? Because right now, are you still got the lead?
Right? And then I don't know what the tiebreaker is going to be because obviously I beat the Ravens once, he beat me once, and we're both tied.
Better hope it's not points.
It may be a division record at that. It goes probably.
Yeah, probably. So we're both 6-4.
Ravens 6-4. You're 6-4 right now.
Yeah. Damn, you play Cowboys tonight too.
Yeah, and I play Cowboys tonight.
I got one more question for y'all because I'm going back to the Ravens game. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about players that just spam?
I don't like that shit.
What do you mean?
Like when you
same
take
same shit over and over.
Yeah. Same
it's
play.
Like, over, oh, like, over. Like if you're in a fight and you're just pushing the same button over and over.
I was having a conversation with somebody outside of this, and it's like, there's two type of Madden players. There are people that know how to play football, and there are people that know how to play video games.
Yep.
Mm. I prefer to play against people that know how to play football.
Yep.
I hate playing like the people that know all the video game things. Cause at the end of the day, if you know about football, you feel like they got over on you. Cause it's like, man, you just know how to do this little certain thing that I don't know how to do. You know how to play the video game better, but you're not a better football person. And as a football person, that irritates me. So I would say I definitely hate the, what'd you call them, spam?
Yeah, they call them spam. I'm getting this shit for my kids, man.
I don't like that.
That shit. We got a couple of them niggas in the league. They got a five-page, I mean, only a five-play playbook. Nigga, like, this nigga play like, bruh, I know exactly what you do based off your formation. Yeah. It's the same play this way, and I'm going to keep stop. Like, because I know how to stop it. Eventually, I'll stop it. And if you keep doing it, it's just like, bro, you're just taking losses. Like, what else you got? And then when you try to open it up, it's like, you don't even know that play. That's why I'm picking you off right now. So it's just like, at that point, it gets to the point where it's like, all right, next game.
Yeah. And that's partly what fueled my frustration. Cause it's like, this is all you gonna do? This is all you gonna do? So I'm definitely one of those guys that understands football, and I would rather play people that understand football.
Right.
Because at that point it's strategy. It's not like, oh, let me just get the balls, so I can just do this and win the game. It's like, like you gotta I had to think about what the hell I was doing against Ken. You know, I had to think about what the hell I was doing against Lou, because real football minds in a Madden sense, we're going to try to take something away. Mm-hmm. And like when I play Lou was like, motherfucker, I don't care what you do, but you're not going to run this ball. And it didn't matter what I did. Like, he was stopping the run and he was committed to stopping that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, so
that's the first thing that I have to do in any game. Like, I can't win against you if I don't stop the run, or at least.
But Lou, I left 17 points. I want you to know that I left 17 points.
You beat me the season before, so I came into that with revenge on my mind. I won't even lie to you.
But I tell y'all, I told him that night.
I 100% did. Because you were like, Hopkins had some big plays on me last year, and I was committed to stopping that. And you ran all over me I remember being so frustrated because I couldn't stop the running back that you had, and I didn't think he was that good.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I was so frustrated. I was talking to Ken over the headset. I'm like, who's that? I'm like, who's this guy?
Good. I was like, he ain't that good to myself, like in my room. Like, nah, he's not that good. But you sure knew how to use him.
Yeah.
But Spike, I'm not even going front, bro. Like, when I was up here playing the game, like, I had like the game face on. I might as well had a whole face mask on. That day when I was playing you, because I was locked.
Always a different energy when you're playing a user, because it's like, I don't know what to expect.
That's not why he was locked in.
No. Yeah. No, it was just because of what Ken did to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I felt that I should have won that game. And Ken outplayed me. I'm not I'm not taking anything away from
But Kerry. You left some plays on the field,
I left a lot of plays.
Yeah, with that close, it's that close of a game. You left something had to
You know, and then, like I said, it was three plays in that game, three throws in that game that it was just like, are you, for, like, this is what's going to happen. This is what's really going to determine the game. So I was just, I was a little angry.
And then
when I started playing Lou, I started to get frustrated because I couldn't do what I wanted to do. And I was like, okay, stay calm, steady, you know, just let's readjust. But nah, man.
I didn't get mad until against him. I threw an interception, so he got that 1 yard touchdown. And it was like third play of the game. And the tight end didn't run the route right, and Lou picked it off. And I was like, damn. But it was cool. It was so early. I was like, all right, it's whatever. And then, but then the pressure kept coming. And finally, I started to catch up to it. But what frustrated me was when Hopkins was out.
Yeah.
And he did that long windup. And I had time, but for whatever reason, he decided to do the long windup and the ball didn't get out. Yeah. That's when I got frustrated because I'm like, that was a touchdown.
Yeah.
And it's going into halftime. And I'm like, man, I got to start all over again.
Yeah. I knew they always say that there's
what you're talking about too.
They always say that there's a touchdown in every drive.
Oh, yeah.
You just got it. Like, and if you miss it sometimes, like, you may not get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to try to calm back down. And then I had another one. And then I missed the field goal. So I missed the field goal, gave him the ball right back. And then the play before the field goal, I had my tight end on the right side. And this was my fault because I think I locked in on a receiver. So there was a certain route and a defense that I was looking for instead of doing what I normally do and scan the field. Because the tight end broke on a streak. And he was wide open. But I locked in on that left side and missed it. And then I missed the field goal. And I think I missed the field goal partly out of frustration from missing that touchdown. Yeah. Then after that, it was playing for pride at that point. Trying not to let him score too many points.
And trying not to let him put up 50 like FIFA.
Yeah.
And if he always plays for pride. FIFA was determined for that 52, though. FIFA wanted that. He was like calling timeouts like 25 seconds left. He was like, I'm getting this. I want every touchdown that's out here.
Yep. You know what? You know partly
but that
what
don't
it
make
was,
me mad though. I appreciate you.
I only do that for the user shit.
Like, yeah. Well, partly what it was, Lou. Like, look, man. I'm always a stat guy. I know pretty much all the numbers of everybody in the league, right? And I saw over the first five to 7 weeks, you gave up 59 points total.
Yeah, true.
I was like, no. No, we gonna put up as many as we can. We gonna mess up them defensive numbers.
Right. I was trying to keep that 85 Bears defense going too.
Yep. I'll be in the same mentality. I'm not trying to give them more than 20 points.
Yeah,
I don't
do that, absolutely, man. If the game's in hand, then yeah, I'm
gonna. No, I let that shit go. It's like, all right, if it's like, all right,
yeah,
I got it. Your shoulders get back on. Let me just win this game, bro.
Yeah,
quick.
I'm a kneel. You know, I respect.
You take a kneel.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, game's over. It's no
you gotta run at least one play. Just run out the clock. You know
The fumble. Fumble can happen. And it's like, for me, that's the best play to run because it ain't shit the motherfuckers can do.
Yeah, that's the most frustrating play to be playing against because you can't do nothing. There's no hope. When a nigga line up in with that kneel, there's no hope. It's over. It's over.
You like rubbing it in their face.
Yeah, like you can with anything. Yeah.
Especially if you still got timeouts, so you got to keep calling a timeout.
That hurts.
Yeah.
But yeah, the next time we probably record, like, we'll be at least, 2-3 weeks gone?
Yeah, so I know for me, I'm playing the Cowboys tonight. And then I think I have, like, one or two computer games, and then I play you, Nick.
Okay. So, like I said earlier.
Yeah, we'll probably be in the playoffs by next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, is there a game that y'all are anticipating before the season goes out? Okay.
You? I always look forward to all of the user games because they're all different.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's different. Like you really have to put your thinking cap on and strategize. Because the computer is relatively easy. It's kind of X's and O's.
They
kind
of actually play like the legit play. It's a simulation of how, like, this is how Dwayne Haskins would play.
Exactly. Right. So like, when I play against Tom Brady, I'm blitzing him the whole game. Like, you're a statue. Like, you're not going to move. You know, so, like, for me, the CPU games are relatively easy. It's the user games where I got to put on, okay, this is what I want to do. Oh, shit, he stopped that. What else? You know, what's
playing? Yeah, it make you have to go into your playbook.
Exactly. So I enjoy that aspect. So, and I feel like I got to play at least everybody once so I can kind of get what everybody's trying to do. You know what I'm saying? So, obviously, I haven't played the Seahawks yet. I haven't played you yet. So I already have my game plan next time for when I see Ken. Because here's the thing. Yeah. We have, what, 6 users in the AFC? So the majority of us are all going to make the playoffs. Mm. So I've already played Ken. I've already played Lou. I've played the Ravens now. I've played the Chiefs last year. You know what I'm saying? So now I have an idea. I have film. I have mental film about how I want to attack y'all. So, but upcoming is definitely you. The Cowboys, and I'm not overlooking the Cowboys. I'm looking forward to that too. But obviously, I know you. I'm going to talk shit. Yeah. Or you're going to talk shit.
I want to see that twitch.
We're going to twitch that shit, of course.
100%. Yeah, of course. All my games are getting twitched.
Yeah,
I'm twitching
everything. I think that's going to be a new wrinkle that we're talking about, Spike. Like, really taking this whole thing that we're doing now and just, like, really turning it into just more than just the online franchise and just us getting on here just talking about the shit. We're really just trying to make something of it. We'll see what happens.
But, we need to get a trophy and everything.
Let's just, man. I think it could be fun. I think it could be exciting for people on YouTube that like that sort of shit. So, yeah. And, so we definitely got go ahead.
Some updates. The MVP leading candidate is Knicks man, Saquon Barkley. Also coach of the year, Shermer. You really need to change that name, Nick. You can go change it now.
How do you? I need to know how to change it. Because
I just go to edit coach. But Pat, we got to get Pat Shermer out. You got to go black.
I can change it even now? Like I do? Yeah, I thought you had to wait.
You can edit it right now.
Oh, hell yeah. He'll be black by tonight.
Like George, you need like George Jefferson or something like that. offensive AFC offensive player of the year. Leading number one, Nick Chubb. Number two is Tyreek Hill. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, top 4. Ken, you got Nick Hines at 5th there. Defensive player of the year, Shaquem Griffin, and my guy Willis for the AFC. For NFC, you got defensive player of the year, Brandon Marshall, Nick, who's washed up. He overall 73.
And I'm eating with him. I'm telling you, I know how to coach my guys. You know what I'm saying?
And
he got heart.
Offensive player of the year, Saquon Barkley, so far. That's 12 weeks in. Those are the leaders.
And see, that's another reason, Lou. It was a little bit of frustration from the previous game that I took out on you. But it's also, I know I got to get numbers to stay in these MVP races because these damn running backs are literally running away with it. Mm-hmm. So, I have to put up crazy stats if Aaron Rodgers is going to be in the conversation.
Facts.
Yeah.
You got to take it. That's rookie of the year. Candidate,
who?
J.K. Dobbins for FIFA.
Oh.
That's what I'm looking for next year. That's kind of why I want to restart with my quarterback situation. It's because I want to get that a rookie of the year. Because I should have
started with Jonathan Taylor, so I can take that from you, FIFA. Maybe I'll make a late switch.
Hey, all I know is that there's not going to be another running back, a user running back, that's going to have as many receiving yards as my guy. Rushing yards, I
don't know, man. You need to check Tony Pollard's receiver.
Yeah, Pollard.
Tony Pollard.
He might lead receiver.
I was going to ask the last question. Like, do y'all care about y'all rookies? Like, when y'all do y'all use them?
Yeah.
All of that. I get them.
I'm talking about offensively.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, so, obviously, who do you use off? Oh, yeah, you got Ruggs, right?
I got Ruggs, Taylor. I got Hodges. I got Hill. I got like 4.
Yeah, my starting left tackle. Like he already has a superstar ability. So,
starting right tackle.
100%.
Yeah, my starting right tackle that I took.
I guess it's just me.
I mostly used in the draft that I had in that first round. I took him. I use him a lot. It's a receiver. I can't think of his name. Number 11. I took him in the second or third round. He just had a upgrade for his player development too. So yeah, I use the shit out of my rookies.
Yeah, I got to start using mine because like. I'm old school. Like I need a veteran who I can trust.
You're just like a New York team. You'd like the Knicks. You just like the Giants and the Knicks and the Jets in real life.
I got T. Higgins and I just gave him a touchdown. I was like, right, I'm gonna give you something, little youngster. But next year now I'm gonna redefine my offense.
Yeah.
All right. So look, man, it sounds like this is about to conclude another episode of Dead End Sports Presents the League. It's a podcast. Madam 20 podcast, literally about the league that we're in. So it's your boy FIFA 24/7, Nikki Duce, KBNs, and today we had a special guest, the Commissioner Spike Lou. So we will catch you next week. We'll update you with all of our strengths and weaknesses again. What the hell happened?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be looking forward to the playoffs and the offseason right after that. So we out, man. Check us out.
Enjoy it, guys.
Peace.
Yep.